Hello guys, what's up? What's popping, y'all? Welcome back to Broken and Beautiful. I'm your host, Miss Kyoko, and thank you so much for the support, y'all. So I'm starting this video with so much hype because guess what? I'm introducing a new series called Young Adulting. Yes, Young Adulting. Have you ever been in a situation where you want to excel in your career? Maintain a social life, drink enough water, exercise, text everyone back, stay sane, survive, and be happy all at the same time. Well, guys, you are in the right place. Usibanduke, my friend. This is the place for you. Well, this segment was... Okay, I thought of this segment mostly because of, you know, like the way people throw around this word millennials, you know, they say that we are completely different generation because of the way things are evolving for us with all the technology and all that, right? So there has been a lot of comparison between us and the previous generations before us. And one common known fact is that they believe that the previous generations took, you know, these responsibilities, adulting responsibilities, as you know, a part of their life. They didn't take it as a task, as, you know, we millennials, quote quote, we millennials do. So I don't know, they say that millennials take adulting responsibility as a task that needs an award, you know. But oh well, I'm going to be honest, adulting can be a very, very scary transition, especially depending on where you're brought up, how you're brought up, your parents, you know. If you read the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, you understand what I say. Because in this book, the rich dad really encourages the son on exploring other different things other than the education. But this poor dad knows that education is the means, right? So depending on how you're brought up, where you're brought up, if you're brought from the, you know, the, what are they called, enclosed estates, or you're brought up in the ghetto like me, we grow differently, and we have different experiences on how we transit from being, you know, a baby or a dependent on someone to actually being an adult, and adult responsibilities that come with this. So for me, for most part of my life, I've been in boarding school, and from that I've been able to, you know, have some sort of independent characteristics, but not strong, solid characteristics that would help me maneuver in life. You know, we're told, Ukuinja, you're supposed to have thick skin. So I learned to develop the thick skin as I went on. I'm still learning. It's a process, it's a journey. It's not something that you just wake up and, you know, you get the thick skin. I was talking to an adult at the age of my mom, and she was telling me, even at this age, she still feels like, you know, she needs to be strong. She needs to, I don't know, she still doubts the decisions she make. So that commit that people tell you when you get to 30, you'll have it all figured out. My friend, they're lying. They're lying. Just live in your moment. Experience your moment. So for me, most part of my life, I've been very obedient. I was a very naive baby. I used to consult everything. I remember even a time my mom bought me a flask. Ikiwa class 8, she was like, you know, my daughter, you're not in class 8. You're supposed to be doing 1, 2, 3. You're a special, you know, you're a candidate, my friend. You're treated very special. So on the first day to school, I go with this flask, and wow. Kufika tu hivi, I forgot I had a flask in my bag, and I put it down with a bang, you know, and it broke, and all my tea was everywhere. So scared, I was crying, I didn't know what to do. It was so heavy on me to admit to my mother that I, you know, just the thought of admitting to my mom that I had broken the flask she'd bought me was too much. So day one, I went back home. My mom asked me where the flask was, and I told her that, you know, mom, I forgot it at school, but I'll get it tomorrow. But on my way home that day, I talked to a friend of mine, and she was like, no, Mary, if you're so scared, we can, you know, have a kaharambe here, there, and get some coins and get your new flask. It was going for around 165 Kenyan shillings. When I was in class 8, that's way back. That was a lot of money to raise as a child. So I remember my friends were really supportive at the time. They really helped me come up with the money. We went, I bought a new flask. But guess what? This naive lady, that naive part inside of me, I went home. My mom couldn't know that it was a different flask. But just out of guilt, I just poured everything out. I was like, no, mom, I'm sorry. I went to school yesterday, it broke, blah, blah, blah. I did this. My friends helped me do this. And I got myself a new flask. Then my mom was like, oh, okay, sure. But the next time this happens, just be sure to tell me. It's accidents happen, you know? Then I was like, huh? Okay. But I was at peace because, you know, I finally accepted that, or rather, I finally told my mom what had happened. So, I don't know, I've been naive like that for most part of my life. I don't know how to lie. I don't know how to, you know, okay, I give white lies. I give white lies, but I can't, like, give big lies, you know. A life that someone's effort, salary, or anything is dependent on, I give white lies to save my own skin. And when I feel like the other party is not going to actually, you know, ataumia sana, you understand? So with young adulting, I'm going to share experiences of my evolvement into the world. And yes, the exciting part is I have very good friends that actually agreed to share their own experiences. Yes, yes. So that you can all understand that you're not the only person going through this. And it's possible you can overcome. It's very, very possible. You can make better decisions than we actually made. You can overcome and you can do this. So looking forward to all positive feedbacks. The amazing voice messages. Subscribe, leave a comment. I don't know, just give my channel a thumbs up. It supports my channel. And guys, we're growing. I'm so happy. Thank you so much for the support. Until next time, ciao.